7 years ago, an angel visited a young woman called Mary. The angel told her she was going to give birth to a son, God's son, and she was to call him Jesus. A confused Mary questioned the angel because she was a virgin, but with some reassurance, she agreed, and the angel left. Her fiancé, Joseph, didn't take the news well.
Yeah, I'm out.
So God sent another angel down and told Joseph not to be afraid, as it really was true. Finally convinced, he was back on board and married Mary. Around this time, Caesar wanted to update his contact list, so the newlyweds had to travel back to Joseph's hometown, Bethlehem, and register for the census. After a long journey to the little town of Bethlehem, disaster struck as there was no room at the inn, and Mary was about to pop. They had no choice but to settle in with the animals for the night, and it was here that Jesus, the Son of God, was born. So Mary wrapped him up in cloth and laid him in a manger. Nearby, some shepherds were tending to their flock when...
More angels?
They announced that the Savior had been born, and after seeing it was true, the shepherds quickly spread the word. During all this, three wise guys in the east were following a bright star in the sky, hoping to find a king. It guided them to Jesus, the king who had been promised, and they gifted him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Despite being God on earth, Jesus chose to be poor and join us in our suffering. He came to offer hope and light to a dark and broken world. Now that is good news.
Brilliant. Well, can I welcome you this afternoon, evening to our family carol service? You're so welcome. If you're just coming in, do come in and take a seat. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Paul. I'm one of the members here at Knight and Free Church, and I help oversee lots of the stuff that goes on for our kids and families here. And this is especially a service for our children and young people. We want you to be able to feel a part of the Christmas experience. We want you to feel that you can join in with the carol singing. And there's a few things that's a little bit different. We have got some craft stuff down here. We've appear to have all congregated around it, which is great. But if you want to grab some craft stuff and go and find a zone to do that in, grown-ups, there's no reason why you can't join in too. If you're feeling particularly festive and crafty, there's all sorts of different bits, scratch arts I can see, and baubles and different things going on. Grab yourself some craft and help that. Use that to help you engage with the Christmas story. If you're a visitor here, you're especially welcome. One thing that you might especially want to know is where the toilets are. If you need to go to the toilets, you go out this door and you go around the side back there, and there's baby changing round there as well. As I say, we've got some crafty bits going on. What else is going to be happening during our time together? We're going to sing some songs. We're going to enjoy some carols together. We've also got a sort of quiz activity coming up, which is going to be really, really fun. We've got a talk from Jake, and we're going to have some Christmas prayers. But before we start all that, I thought I'd start our time together with a Christmas poem. It's an anonymous poem online. Are you ready for this? Here we go. It says, "Carols in the distance, laughter everywhere. I can smell Christmas floating in the air. Candy canes and bonbons, angels top the tree. There's presents over here. One for you, one for me. Tinsel wrapping round and round, candles light the night. Everywhere you look, it's sparkly and bright. A very Merry Christmas to your family, my friend, for we celebrate a baby bringing joy that will not end." And that is the joy that we hope that we can celebrate here tonight. So I'm going to hand over to the band. We're going to start by singing some songs together.
Brilliant. Merry Christmas. If you'd like to stand to your feet and sing with us, if you're willing and able, that'd be great.
Oh, come.
Come,
Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have come, that you are our God who has come to us in human form to show us the way to be saved, to have a relationship with you forever. Thank you that you would love us so much, that you would leave the throne of heaven to come to a cold manger. In Jesus' name, amen. Do take your seats.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Dave. Let me offer you a very warm welcome here tonight as well. And Jake has asked me tonight just to run a little kind of a game and a quiz with you guys. Now, what he told me is a little secret that tonight he's talking about that the Nativity story is not just a fairy tale, but it was real 2,000 years ago, and it's real for us now. Delivery? Just leave it somewhere safe, please. Thank you. So, how am I going to turn this into a game? See, it got me thinking that... What's the Nativity story going to look like today? So what I'm going to do is I've got 8 presents that I've wrapped up. They are everyday household items that I found in my house. And here's the challenge, right? I want you guys to look at these presents, maybe have a feel of them, have a guess, maybe before you open them or maybe after you've opened them, and try and link them to the Nativity story. So my plan was this to divide you into 2 teams down the middle. My only slight issue is that most of the kids are down here, but we'll see how this goes. Maybe some of the kids could go back to their parents on this side of the room. And one thing I always notice in church, I don't know whether you guys have noticed this, whenever John Barrett preaches, he always sits on that side of the room. Whenever John Smuts preaches, he always sits on this side of the room. So I thought to give you guys team names, you're going to have the Bazzers on this side, and we're going to have the Smutsies on this side, okay? So that's going to split you up into 2 teams. So here's how the scoring is going to work. If you can guess the link to the Nativity story, you will earn your team 1 point. However, you can get a bonus point if you can make the link to the Nativity before the present is unwrapped. You can have a bonus point. Okay? How does that sound? Right, I need my official scorer. Kit, come up here. I'm going to sit over here. You're going to be my official scorer, aren't you? Because I'm not going to be able to keep track of the scores while this is going on. So Kit's going to keep score for me. So I need someone from each side of the room, from each team, kids, to come up. Come on then, help me come. Now, hold on, I need one from this side as well as one from... Which side are you on? Whose team are you on? Are your parents on the Smutsy side or are they on the Bazza side? Bazza side.
This is the line.
You're on the Bazza's team. Right, come on then, Izzy, help me come onto the Bazza's team. Who else put their hand up? Jess, come on then. Here we go. Right, you're going to be on Smutsy's team, you're on Bazza's team for this first round. Okay, are we ready? Right, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions first, actually. Give us your name and your age.
Jessica, and I'm 10.
And what do you want for Christmas?
I don't even know.
You don't know? Wow, I was trying to help you out there, parents. Right, what's your name?
I'm Lizzie, and I'm 9.
You're 9, and what do you want for Christmas?
I have no idea.
You have no idea either. What's going on? I'm trying to help the parents out here. Right, let me get my little presents out of here, so you guys can choose which one you want to take first of all. Okay, so let's lay these out here, shall we? You choose which one you want.
I don't want one of these.
I'll take this.
You're going to take that one, is that because it's the bigger? No, whoa. Hold on. Hold fire. Right, Jess, you choose one. Right, hold on.
I guess small is good.
Small is good. Right, so remember, take them back to your parents or whoever you're with. Guess the link to the Nativity. If you can do it before you've unwrapped the present, you can have a bonus point. So, where am I going to go to first? Let them have a chat. You guys having a chat over here. What do you think? Does anybody want to guess what it is first? Any ideas? Go on, give it to the parents. Let them have a guess.
Household.
Yeah, you'll find that these have all come out of my house, bar one, which came out of your house.
My house?
Yeah.
Where's the
Okay, we're going to have a guess what it is. Any ideas? If not, just say no. You don't know. Okay, so, do you want to open it and see if you can make a link to the Nativity when you've opened it? Would that be easier? Okay, let's do that. Then we'll come over there to those guys. Oh, what have you chosen? Tell everybody what it is.
A bus?
A bus. I wonder, how could a bus link to the Nativity story? Oh, Holly wants to have a go. Go on.
A donkey?
Instead of a donkey. Well done. Right, Kit, give the Smutsies 1 point. They've linked our toy bus to the donkey. Right, let's come over here and see what we've got. Lizzie, what have you got?
So we've got
You think it's a blanket.
You think it's a blanket. Okay, so what's the link to the nativity story?
In the manger, the wrapping. What baby Jesus was wrapped in.
The swaddling clothes, yeah. Baby Jesus. Well, do you want to open it up and let's see what we've got? See if you're right. Oh, open it up. What is it? You are right. That is a blanket to represent the swaddling clothes. So, Baz's team need 2 points, Kit. 2 points for Baz's team. Right, two more people. One from each side. Come on, then. Hold on. I need someone from this side. Whose parents are on this side? Yeah, come on, Hope. You can come up. Your parents on that side. Right, choose a... Oh, hold on. Nope, turn around. Name and age first.
I'm Ruben and I am 10.
And do you know what you want for Christmas?
Yes, I'm getting 2 Beyblades. One with a dead and Cobalt Dragoon.
Right, okay, I've no idea what they are. I hope you guys are on top of this. Okay, good, excellent. Name and age, please.
Hope, 11.
Okay, do you know what you want for Christmas?
No.
No idea either. I'm sure I knew what I wanted for Christmas at your age. Right, take your pick, choose a present. Which one do you want to take? And take it back to your parents and go and see if you can have a guess and work out what it is. Okay. I know, okay. Yeah. Okay. What do we have? Do we have any ideas what we think it might be? Adults, any ideas?
It's a box.
It's a box. That's all you're going for. Do you want to open it and see?
Yeah.
Okay, tell everybody what it is.
Medicine.
It's medicine. Okay, what do you think the link might be to the Nativity story?
I'm going to go with one of the King's gifts.
One of the King's gifts. Do you want to go specific or not?
I know. It's frankincense, isn't it?
I think it's probably more myrrh
than frankincense. So I'll tell you what, I'll give you half a point for that. That was good. I'll tell you what, and let me take that from you, because I don't think you really want that the whole time, do you? Excellent, well done. So that's half a point for...
Not what I thought.
Yeah, well done. Okay, let's come around this side. Hope, what do you think you've got?
Cuddly toy.
A cuddly toy, okay. Anything more specific?
No.
Do you want to link it to the Nativity story?
A sheep.
So what might that link to the Nativity story?
The animals.
Or?
Shepherds.
The shepherds.
The shepherds. Do you want to open up and see?
A sheep.
What is it?
It's a sheep!
It's a sheep! There we go. So I'm going to give you 1.5 points because you did say the animals first and your dad had to say the shepherds. Is that mean? Is that harsh? Ooh, boo. Right, 1.5 points for his kit. Right, 2 more people. Come on, Tilda, up you come. Who's on this side of the room? Who's got parents on that side of the room?
Daddy!
1.5, please, because they guessed it before they opened the present. Come on, then. Right, name and age.
Tilda. 10.
Okay, what do you want for Christmas?
A charcuterie board.
I have no idea what any of these things are. Name and age?
Alicia, 7.
Okay, and what do you want for Christmas?
Squishmallows.
Squish my nose?
Squishmallows.
Oh, okay, I've again got no idea what they are. I'm so out of the loop. Right then, guys, choose one of these 3 presents. Not that one.
Why can't I use that
one? Because I want to save that one to the end. Choose one of these 3. You gone for that one? Which one of those 2 do you want? Right, take them back to your parents. Let's see what you've got. See if they can help. Right, coming to these guys first. Right, what do we think we've got?
Some kind of jar.
So do you want to have a guess and link it to the Nativity story? What do you reckon?
I think it's something homemade because it's got like a...
Okay.
It's not got one of those pop seal things, so it's definitely homemade.
Oh, okay, interesting. Do you want to open it up, or do you want to have a guess for the link to the Nativity story?
It might be frankincense.
So what is it?
One of the,
I'm asking what they are. It is frankincense, I will give you that.
Yeah.
But what is it that it is in there, do you know?
Maybe a candle.
Open it up, let's have a look. Where are we getting to next? Come on. Get in there. Oh, you want to hear the commentary of what they're saying here?
It's done very well.
I thought at the beginning it was metal or glass. It's definitely glass.
It's a car.
Excellent. That is a candle. If anyone... So, 2 points there, Kit. 2 points. If anyone wants to know what snowflake kisses smell like, then come see me afterwards. Right, where am I going over here? Who was it that... Here we go. Right, any idea, any clues what you think it might be? Has Daddy had a feel? What do you think it is?
Gold chain.
A what?
Gold chain.
I can't tell what she's saying. What? Oh, gold chain. Oh, interesting. So how are we linking that to the Nativity story then?
The gold.
Okay. Open it up. Let's have a look. A gold chain. Wow. I'm not sure I'm that rich. What is it?
Coins.
Gold coins. So there you go. You guessed. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you guys keep those. I don't need those back. Yeah, I reckon 2 points, Kit. They got gold. That was the idea before they opened it. It was gold coins. Right, last two. Holly, you're on the Baz's team, aren't you? I need someone from... you all want to do it. I can't choose. I'm going to go boys. Matthew, come on, let me come. Right. Name and age.
Matthew. I mean, six... And I'm Matthew.
Great. What do you want for Christmas, Matthew?
A big Hot Wheel truck.
A big Hot Wheel truck. There you go, parents. Name and age?
Ollie, 9.
And what do you want for Christmas?
I don't know.
What's this before? I don't know all the time. Right, then, you've got two presents left. Who's going to have which one? Oh, I think you might have just lost the big one. I think the big one's gone to Matthew. Right, go on then, go back to your parents. Let's see what you've got. Oh, hold on. Before we do this round, I want the scores updates. I've got no idea where we're on the scores.
Okay.
Can you tell us the scores, please, Kit?
Yeah.
You're running off. Come back. What's the scores? What are they on?
I will work it out. Okay. The Bazzers are on 5.5.
Great.
And Smartsies are on 3.5.
Oh, there's a bit of catching up to do there. 2 points in it. Right, are we having a guess what it is? Any ideas?
Open it, we'll still win by 1 point.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Competitive.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, go on then. Open it up. I think that's sensible. See if you see what it is and see if you can work out what the link is.
Have you gone to the first one yet?
No, I'll go to that one in a minute. Right, what is it?
Star.
It's oh, okay. That's the link to the Nativity. It's a light. It's a bike light. Is that going to work? Oh, I don't know how your bike lights work, Claire. Oh, there we go, look, light. So what's the link to the Nativity?
Star.
The star, the guiding light. I like it. Well done, Holly. Spot on. 1 point, yes, 1 point. Oh, I've turned it off. Right then, Matthew, have you got any ideas what's in there?
A baby doll of Jesus.
You think it's a baby doll of Jesus? Well, let's open it up and let's have a look.
Probably worth 5 points.
Five, you reckon? 5 points for that.
No, Daddy, I think we should give them 4. I mean 3.5. 3.5.
Oh, what have we got? What have we got? What is it, Matthew?
A baby superhero.
A baby superhero. Look at that. Thank you very much. Yes, a baby superhero. So we're going to give 2 points to Smutsy's team. No, only 2.
No.
Well done, guys. Right. Kit, we need to score update. 2 points.
Okay, I need to write it down.
Oh. Come back to that in a minute. Yes, a super. So, very thank you very much to the Smiths for this, because Chloe and Phoebe apparently have made this morning. Beautiful. A superhero doll to represent Jesus in the crib. Now,